Been a little while since we checked in with the Quincy Ward 1 City Councilor Dave McCarthy for an update on the happenings in Ward 1. Dave, nice to see you again.
Hi, Joe, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, our pleasure. Unfortunately, still can't do it in person, but glad to have this opportunity. At least it's better than nothing.
No, we're, I hate to say it, we're starting to get used to Zoom. Maybe it will go away and we'll go back to normal, but at least we have something. So that's good. We get the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots going on too, right, in your part of the city.
There is. There's a lot going on. There's some nice development up in the square that I think we're going to talk about. There's the police station project. I've got a nice project going on down Howe's Neck at LeBrec Field I'd like to talk about. And also the a project I got going behind the CVS site down on the Southern Tide Mill. Big cleanup down there. It's been overgrown and really in tough shape for years. So I'm working with the Department of Natural Resources, Dave Murphy, and with the city and with the mayor to try to clean that area up. So, yeah, a lot of stuff, Joe. Yeah, seawalls, too. Seawalls.
I was going to say, you've got the seawall project, the Drive C Street intersection. Is that about done now, right there?
That's all done. And what will happen, and I know the Ward 1 people won't like to hear this, but in about a year or so, we'll start the paving and the sidewalk replacement of C Street from Ginger Betty's all the way down to Palmer Street. So when we're all said and done in regards to paving and street work, hopefully within the next 12 months or so, we'll see a nice paved road from Quincy Shore Drive all the way down to what's called the Willows at the corner down there where we're doing a lot of gas work right now.
Okay. All right. So it'd be a little pain to go through to get to something nice.
It always is. And it takes, you know, I mean, with COVID and everything else thrown into the mix, crews weren't at their usual capacity and they had to jump through hoops to make things happen. But they continue to work, which is good.
Yeah, no, thankfully, so far, at least, knocking on wood, the weather's cooperated this winter so far.
Yeah, it's not been bad.
Sure. So let's talk, if we can, a little bit about the plans to redevelop the old Masonic Temple. You know, it's been kind of an eyesore, I'm sure you'll admit, since the fire. So it'd be nice to see something go in there.
Yeah. As you know, I live on Whitney Road, and I'm right there, and the fire was a number of years ago now. Might be 5 or 6, maybe even longer.
It was actually September 2013.
Longer.
Yeah.
Fox Rock bought the property, and they also own the property next door at 1200, which is the old Quincy Savings Bank, Citizens Bank right now. And it's kind of a combined project where they're going to put apartments and commercial residential and commercial into both buildings. The Masonic Temple, we all talked about restoring it and trying to create something with what was left. And Fox Rock really did some great work. And they'll be turning the Masonic Temple into a restaurant.
Wow.
So it's very big inside. You know, it's listed as a two-story building, but it's really like a four-story. It has the high ceilings. And that'll go restaurant. The building will be separated a little bit between the Masonic Temple and the new structure that's going to go up right where the Masonic Temple was, where the fire happened.
Yeah, I've got a picture and, of it to show folks right there.
Yeah. Sure, so that building behind it will be 6 stories. As I said, the Masonic is listed as 2, but it's about 4 stories. And that will have residential apartments and commercial down bottom. Right now, I think Citizens is going back and forth, but I think the ATM machine and the drive-up will be located here. That's the way it's been displayed. It was displayed that way or presented that way at the planning board last night.
Okay.
So you'll have a drive in and drive out over there. You'll have the landscape. You'll have a lot of infrastructure work on Russell Park. And that's a view of Russell Park from Hancock going down. And they'll do some nice work there, I think, and really replace two buildings with two buildings. This picture's a little deceiving. A lot of people saw this picture, and it looked like there were two big buildings going on the right side. But it's really a six-story building right where Citizens is, with, I believe, a two-floor garage that goes off in kind of an angle and just utilizes the existing footprint parking lot that Citizens has now, Joe.
Okay.
And that'll be residential also with commercial down the bottom.
Gotcha. What's in the Citizens building right now, Dave?
Fox Rock's in there.
Oh, okay.
On the first floor. I think they've leased it out to a few other small companies for the time being. And I think when they bought it, they moved in. Mm-hmm. They utilized it. And now they've finished their plans. And we'll move forward and develop it.
Okay. Okay.
It was a really nice plan. I really wanted them to make sure that the Masonic limestone character was picked up a little bit as much as they could with the building behind it.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have the same type of limestone character to the building that's going up at Citizens. So it's kind of considered one project, two locations, but it's one nice apartment complex.
You know, it's really
plenty of, yeah,
weight at Quincy Center, you know, it's one of them anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like when, you know, I'm a big, you know, I hate to see when something that has been there for a long time, you know, all of a sudden we've got something else going to move in and we look to say this, you know, somebody buys the land and they knock it down and put something up. And there's always a debate over whether we should be doing this or not. But these are two structures that were there pretty much. These are going to be a little bit taller.
Okay. How do people at the planning board feel about it right now?
I think felt real good. We had a neighborhood meeting on December 17th with a lot of the Russell Park folks. Mm-hmm. We mailed Whitney and Huntley and the Monroe Place across the street. We had a good amount of people. It was a good meeting. And the biggest concern was traffic and parking.
As always, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm going to try to work with Russell Park, at least, for starters, with residential parking. We did a little bit of it up there by the Archbishop Williams Gate, the MBTA gate.
Yep.
And Chris Cassani, the director of traffic and parking, and I've been talking about if we were going to start a second phase of residential parking, we would go after Russell Park.
Oh, like a permit type program?
What's that, Joe?
Like a permit, parking permit type?
Exactly.
Program? Okay.
Exactly. That's kind of the street, because it's a beautiful street, beautiful homes.
Yeah.
Has that island in the middle.
Yep.
But when people park and use the T or go to the college or whatever, it's very tight. There's no really other side of the street. You know, the other side is way over. So if you live on the right side, you're not really parking on, you know, on the other side. It makes it difficult for the residents.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to cross four lanes of a road to get to your house, basically.
Yeah. And it's busy up there, too.
Yeah.
It's,
and when the high school is back in full session, that adds to the problem there, too. You know.
Well, and that's another topic last night. As you were asking, what did the planning board think? I think the planning board thought the project was really well put together. There are going to be some tweaking here and there, probably on traffic flow, the garage, possibly on the entrances, things of that nature. But I think overall, they pretty much will stay with what they have.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going to have to talk to Superintendent Mulvey about the Quincy High drop-off. That happens in the morning down on the bottom at Woodward, and then they come up Huntley. And we're going to have to do something different, maybe a drop-off in the parking lot so they don't go up Huntley anymore. Because when this does happen, when construction happens, and when it's in play, when it's done, that's a time when everybody will be going to work, you know, and we'll just add to it if we keep the traffic going up Huntley. So we're going to have to mess around with that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. The garage itself, will that serve the apartments and the Masonic Temple building? Is that what that garage would be for?
Well, Masonic has its own parking.
Oh.
And the garage will take care of the 1200 Hancock, which is the Citizens Bank.
Oh, okay.
I think that I had a few stats here off, and I said there'll be over 18,000 retail square footage.
Mm-hmm.
Parking spaces at 251. And the units over at 1170 will be 66, which is the Masonic building, and 1200 would have about 130, 135.
Okay, all right. So that's
I think we got it covered, and I mean, a lot of people that will move in here will utilize a T.
Well, it's right across the street, so sure.
Yeah, and one of the big things when we talked about traffic, eventually the T will be, buses will be dropping off on the other side, on Bergen Parkway.
Yes, right, yep.
So that whole area will change a little bit and probably help Dimmock, Whitney Road. That's a tough intersection. I don't know if you ever get caught in the middle of that. Sometimes you don't have a light to look at, Joe. You're just in no man's land.
I've been there, and I know what you mean.
We're looking at that. And we're looking at the next light that we have at the top of Russell Park.
Okay.
Which is also not a long runway, you know, and it's tight, you know. So hopefully if we can alleviate that with some MBTA bus movement and alleviate the traffic and the confusion there a little bit also.
Sure. Okay. So what's the next step now in the process?
Well, they continued it to March.
Okay.
They'll now go through some due diligence with planning. They'll have it on again. Folks will be able to come on again in March with the planning and see the final product. Last night was a very, very good meeting. The residents that were on were pretty positive, and a lot of suggestions were made. And the planning people, I think, were on the board, were pleased. And Fox Rock did a nice job. So March 10th, they'll probably get, thumbs up or thumbs down, probably thumbs up, and then they'll move forward.
Okay. Does this need city council approval also?
No, this is all set. And I don't know if they have any, they have to take any type of trip to talk to zoning at all. I don't think so. You know, in the square, you're allowed 10 stories. They're only going 6. There might be a few small things, but no showstoppers.
Okay.
I think they're in a good place.
What would be in the actual old Masonic Temple, Dave? Would there be anything happening inside that part of the building?
Well, the Masonic Temple is going to be the restaurant.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
That front, maybe I wasn't too clear, but that front's going to be restored and turned into a restaurant. I keep pulling, and you're a good Italian boy, Joe. I'm pulling for the Italian restaurant.
Oh, well, let's hope so. That'd be great.
Well, we lost the Villa. We lost Alfredo's. I'm stressing Italian.
Okay.
Be a nice Italian restaurant in the front. That's why I keep saying it until I'll brainwash them by telling them that. But that's the plan. But I thought that would be a kind of a landmark to go to. A lot of people that leave Quincy always come back to Quincy, and I think it would be a very nice characteristic, like the Masonic temple. We're going to the Masonic temple tonight for dinner.
Yes, absolutely.
And eat Italian, all Italian.
Let's hope that the restaurant industry can bounce back after all this and come back strong, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, we mentioned that the police station, that's starting to move a little bit. Father Bill's rendition of their new location at 39 Broad pretty much got the thumbs up with zoning and going through all the steps it had to take over there. And it's going to be a beautiful complex. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a resource center rather than just a come in and come out. I think there's going to be plenty to do. And that's great. That's great for Father Bill's. So that's starting. And then the gas station, as you know, is gone, Stop and Shop.
That was a surprise to me. I went by one day and I don't know where to go.
I know. I got points too. I got to figure out what to do with my points.
There's one up in Dedham and there's one down in Pembroke. I know that.
They're right around.
Yeah.
But the city took that. I think that was a smart move because they'll try to widen that street. That'll get a whole facial down there at the end of Broad. And the gas tanks, we will keep them under the ground. We don't have to disturb anything. Probably have the fuel depot over in the old Ryan Post parking lot and some setup. So steps are being taken for the beginning of way overdue new police station for those guys, which will be great.
Yeah, and along with the fire administration, I think, and Allie's
fire administration and emergency management. Yeah. So that's a solid move. And then on top of that, when we do that, that section of C Street from Fox and Hounds down to the police station, that'll get some work. We're looking at redoing the front of the cemetery, pushing that back in a little bit.
Ooh.
There's always that telephone pole on the island right there that when you come down, you can't get into that third lane, you know, when you're going.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to kind of shift things back and try to help the traffic there, try to help the traffic with the entrance to the DPW.
Yes.
And that'll all work out well. And that all works its way around right to the front of Broad where the new Scrub-A-Dub car wash is, which is now open.
Yes,
finally.
I got a coupon in the mail the other day. So
yeah, finally. So that's one thing that's moving forward. The seawalls, we were talking earlier before we went on, that's come along pretty well. I mean, there's been some bumps in the road, and we're going to go back in the spring and redo a few things, but overall, from the Willows up to Chickatobit is on. We're behind a little bit, but it's pretty much gone well. You know,
I took a ride the other day, and it looks much better, way better than it ever has. Right?
I think the big thing, I don't want a storm to come so we can see how it works drainage wise, but the drainage improvement. You're always going to get splash over.
Yep.
If you went 4 feet high, you'd get splash over. When the water gets kicked up into the air and it's an 80-mile-per-hour wind,
right,
it takes it over. But it's the drainage that has been approved with the outfall pipes. I think there were 22 of them, and they all got enlarged, the catch basins, the whole system. So along with drainage, right as you, when the splashover comes over, down along the edge of the seawall itself, there is drainage below the seawall to let it back out.
The back floor.
Kind of release it.
Yeah, so you don't build up a swimming pool, right?
Yeah. We couldn't get it out. It didn't, you know, in 2018 when we got, after a while when the storm was over, we still had it. That was a, we got to figure out how to, when the tide goes out, the water should go out. The water didn't go out. So this is all good stuff. The mayor's been really behind all the work in Ward 1. I really have been kind of blessed with working with him and the administration. They haven't told me no much. Usually they tell you no, that's enough.
Yeah.
But
well, this got a lot of grant money too, not just city.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of grant money, but they always, you know, the DPW guys, Al Grazioso and Larry Prendeville are really, really good. They do a lot for me down here. So we got that. I mentioned also a letter went out yesterday to the abutters of Lebreck Field, mm-hmm. down Howes Neck.
Yep.
There'll be a good article in the Sun next week. Well, that's going to get a whole renovation, Joe.
Okay.
I don't know when the last time any work's been done on Lebreck Field. And it's
30 years, maybe 30, 40 years.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
It's got the old backstop in the back of the field that's rusted, a giant, it's a big, huge backstop. We're going to take that down. We're going to redo the field itself, regrade it. There's not that much baseball going on down there, but there's a lot of softball still.
Okay.
So I would like to make it like the state of the art, premier softball field.
Nice. Okay.
Because the men's softball down there a lot.
Oh.
It's utilized a lot.
Well, we've got Adams Field for baseball, so you need something for softball, right?
Yeah, and down in Howes Neck, they got a good league, and it brings down everybody from the city. And so I was looking at it, and gee, it really needed a facial, so it's going to get it.
Nice.
The field will stay the same. We're going to put a walking path around the entire perimeter of Lebreck so folks can walk and, exercise. And there's a playground out in left field.
Mm-hmm.
It really is accessed down Hawthorne Street,
yeah.
which is a dead end.
Yep.
And it's a great little playground that folks utilize, but it's the dead end street. The parking's tough. If you're a grandparent and you've got the duty that day of watching the kids while everyone's at work, if you park in Lebreck parking lot, then you kind of struggle with the carriage and everything over the grass to go all the way out there. So there's two basketball courts. Back in the day, there was a basketball court and and tennis courts there. And you couldn't get into a game at Lebreck Field if you wanted to. It was when I grew up, it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pretty quiet now.
Okay.
And which is a shame. And so one of the basketball courts is gonna come out. The first basketball court closest to the parking lot, and we're gonna relocate the playground right up next to the parking lot.
Oh, all right.
So that people can park and go right into the playground.
Great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. The field, the diamond itself is up further than the playground. So, there's no issue with balls getting hit in there or whatever. Took a good look at it. And we're going to make it, we're going to do the safety proofing for kids, with fences that might arch over.
Yep. Yep.
And most of the time when kids are there, they're during the day with, like I said, with their parents or their grandparents. And the softball league starts at 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So there's really no activity late at night.
Yep.
And that way it gets it up front, lets the people park in the parking lot and go right to the playground. Now, also in the playground, there's a variety of memorials in there.
Oh,
a lot of people have over the years when they put the playground together, loved ones that perished and passed away. They dedicated bricks and stones and granite monuments in there. We're gonna restore all that.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Bring that over with us. There's a lot of Howes Neck families that are still right in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go too far down there. They usually, keep buying homes and don't leave Howes Neck. But we're going to take care of that for them. And then we're going to, anything that's going to stay in that area where the playground is will stay. Like in regards to a tree that was planted in memory of someone's mother or whatever, we'll take care of that too, and we'll enhance that area.
Okay. Is this all part of the mayor's, you know, park improvement plan across the city?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay.
I didn't want to, Lebrecht, you know, it didn't need anything, else. I think what they had down there, I think the folks like it. They love the open space. Mm-hmm. You're right on the marsh. It's a very nice area. I think this is this makeover will be perfect.
Yeah, I think the walking path around it's a great idea because Faxon Field's kind of far away, so to have it right there in the neighborhood is great.
Yeah, I mean everybody's out walking, and it gives them an area that's close that they can go to, and it's pretty good size perimeter of Lebrecht to go around the edge. So
sure.
So that'll start in the spring.
Okay, great. We need things to look forward to, Dave, so that's great.
Yeah, and then the other thing we talked, Joe, the CVS site.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down at the Southern Tide Mill, we're advancing on cleaning up that whole area.
Okay.
We're also working with the lobstermen that are down there. DJ Davis, who's a friend of mine from House Neck, is one of the lobstermen that are down there. There's a few of them. They store their traps. We're trying to get organized down there and give them some space over by the marina.
Okay.
And then turn it into like a nice passive park. Nothing too much, nothing too little. Possibly look at restoring the docks down there for the fishermen.
Okay.
There's the old dock down there.
And yeah, I've been down there. The last time I was down there, gosh, I mean, you got to watch out for, unfortunately, used needles and things. It was just a
mess. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
We went in, and we're going to go in again in the spring. We went in recently twice this year and really cut everything down. And we're looking to try to enhance it, kind of like Dan Quirk did across the way with some benches, landscaping, and make it nice.
Okay.
I mean, maybe eventually somebody will have a hot dog stand down there or, maybe a lobster hut or something, but nothing big. It's a beautiful area. And when you do get down there, Joe, it's deceivingly, it's big. It's a large area.
It is.
It's very large. So it's kind of, it's large. You don't realize how big it is.
Especially since the Broad Meadows Marsh restoration, you get a real sense because you can look right over into Broad Meadows from there now, and you get a real sense for, oh my gosh, there's a lot of space down here, and I am right on the coast.
Right. And if we can work with the lobstermen and get the pier restored and get the area cleaned up, that'll be a gigantic improvement for that area down there, for folks to go down and sit. And then that could lead us over to the Southern Tide Mill a little bit.
Yep.
And that concourse area that they have that's fenced off, try to clean that up, and picnic benches, and people could enjoy the area.
Yeah, you've got, Town Brookhouse, the River Bay Club right there. Folks could walk really and enjoy the area. That'd be a great addition, I think, to that neighborhood.
Yeah. So those are a few of the things going on.
Just a few things, Dave. Not much, right?
No, and then you get the usual things, that you take care of day to day in the ward. I really enjoy the ward counselor role. I try to keep my hands on everything and try to take care of all the little stuff too. There's a lot of little things that happen down there that folks appreciate that sometimes just get forgotten.
Yeah. Well, of course, you're chair of the finance committee, so you've got some big things to deal with this year, too, when you start to put the budget together.
Yeah, I don't even want to think of that right now, Joe. What I mean? But you're right. 2021 will be interesting. I've already had a couple conversations with the mayor, and there'll be a lot of sessions of taking hard looks at all the things we usually get that we didn't get. And the numbers that we thought were going to get better in the second half of 2020 that didn't.
Yep.
Now we're all saying a little prayer that the beginning of 2021, we start to go from stay out of the red zone, which we're in now, and maybe get back to normal and you'll see things pick up. The funny thing is, at least in Ward 1, zoning has been really, really busy. And Jay Duker Inspectional Services, permit-wise, have been busy. I think a lot of folks at home have had time working from home to really take a look at their house. And all of a sudden, we got an addition. We got a third floor going on. I'm going to build an office because I need it now. So they are busy. Hopefully something like this Fox Rock development will jumpstart some of the bigger things we had going on to bring in a little more money in regards to that, that, you know, the permit and fees and things that we're way down on because people just backed off for a while. They had to.
Yep. Let's, we can all hope. Absolutely. You know, I'm sure we all feel the same way, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. So been busy with that, with zoning. I try to get on when there's a Ward 1 issue. So that's been pretty constant, which is a good thing. It kept going. One thing I think that really helped us out, even though we'll have a tough year, is the mayor keeping the city going a little bit, keeping people working out there. We got through it. We there were a few bumps in the road, but kept things going where things didn't get shut down completely, you know?
Sure.
You just, like you said, Joe, you mentioned we were talking about restaurant at Masonic. You hope that picks up for them. When you go down to 25%, you know, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not sustainable for a long period of time, for sure.
No.
Let's hope that changes soon with this vaccine. Now a glimmer of hope, hopefully.
Yeah. You just hope that starts to show some improvement in the restrictions being lifted in the next couple of months.
Yeah. If folks want to reach out to you, Dave, what's a good way for them to do that?
My cell, 617-376-1351. You call that. That's the city number, but everything goes right to my personal cell. I just carry the one phone and my email address at dmccarthy@quincyma.gov, and Facebook.
Sure.
A lot of people I look at that every day, they'll reach out to me a lot. And I'm in the ward, with the working from home, you're out and about a little bit more. If the end of the day, you're in the ward. I try to be in the ward, the whole ward all the way down to the neck and take a little cruise and take a little look at things, all the projects we got going and anything I see that might need some DPW tender loving care here and there. But it's all good, Joe, and we'll move forward. We'll make it.
All right. Well, good to talk to you, Dave. Really appreciate the opportunity. Reach out if we can help with anything here at QATV. Happy to do it.
All right, Joe. Always a pleasure. And you guys stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.